Roger Nishioka tells the story of a young man by the name of Kyle. Kyle and his family moved to the community where Roger served as a pastor when he was about in fifth grade. The parents transferred their membership from one church to the church that Roger served, but they were not very regular in the attendance. They were very spotty, and Kyle never really seemed to be able to know the kids in the Sunday school class or in the youth fellowship groups, and as a consequence of that, he didn't really feel comfortable, and so the family made church participation a very low priority in their family life. Well, in that particular church, young people were in a confirmation class during their ninth grade year when they were freshmen in high school. It was felt that they were intellectually and emotionally mature enough to make a decision on their own at that time. And as many churches do, a letter went out to all the members of the congregation who had children that would be falling into that age category to see if they wanted to participate in the confirmation class. If they did, there was going to be a parent orientation session that it was mandatory for all parents to attend. Roger Nishioka was very surprised that Kyle's parents said that they were going to come to the orientation session. And as soon as he saw that, he thought, oh no, here we go. We're going to have another person who has rug burns and joining the church, that they slide in under the door with very low level of commitment. And yet, Kyle's parents attended the orientation class. Roger Nishioka outlined what the class was going to be. They were going to meet every week. They were going to go on two retreats, and they were going to participate in a mission project. He answered questions, and then at the end of the session, every family was given a covenant form to sign. A covenant is a promise that they are going to fulfill the responsibilities willingly that they are committing themselves to. Kyle's parents signed the form. Roger Nishioka wasn't sure how this was going to work out. And yet, to his very pleasant surprise, Kyle attended every weekly class of the confirmation class. He attended both retreats and he went on the mission trip. He developed a very deep relationship with his assigned spiritual mentor. He developed bonds with the other people in the confirmation class. They genuinely enjoyed each other's company. On Pentecost Sunday of that year, that is when the confirmation class was going to be confirmed into the membership of the church. Kyle had never been baptized before, and so a part of the confirmation process for him was to be baptized. It was a wonderful day. Everyone was excited. They're all wearing their best clothing. Kyle's spiritual mentor stood behind him as he was baptized. He stood with his class as he answered the questions of membership. Is Jesus Christ your Lord and Savior? Do you trust him? Will you be a faithful disciple? And will you seek the fellowship of the church wherever you may be? Kyle answered yes to all of these questions. After the confirmation Sunday, several weeks passed, and people began to ask Kyle's spiritual mentor, as well as members of the confirmation class, where Kyle and his parents were. They hadn't attended church for several weeks. So Roger Nishioka knew that he had to call the parents to see if they had done something wrong, if something had not gone well during the confirmation worship service. Kyle's mother answered the phone, and when Roger said, we've missed Kyle in church and in youth fellowship, and his spiritual mentor is asking about him, and people have been asking about where you folks have been because you've become a very vital member of our congregation, Kyle's mother said, oh, I thought that with his baptism and his confirmation, we were finished. We were done. We must have misunderstood. Roger Nishioka said, no, I'm afraid I didn't explain things well enough. Baptism and confirmation is not the end of a process. It is the beginning of a process. It is the beginning of spiritual growth when you dedicate yourself to doing the work of the kingdom through the hands of a particular congregation. The gospel lesson that Zach read to you folks a few moments ago is the story of Jesus' baptism as it is found in Matthew's gospel. Jesus appeared before John the Baptist in order to be baptized. And at his baptism, we are told in Matthew's gospel that the Holy Spirit of God descended upon him as if it were a dove. And a voice was from heaven was heard saying, "This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased." Jesus' baptism was his public confirmation. The two previous chapters in Matthew's gospel laid the groundwork to tell the reader and to tell us who this Jesus of Nazareth is, this Jesus, son of Mary and Joseph, who he is. He is the Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed One. His baptism is his formal anointing. One of the most fascinating things about the story of Jesus' baptism is that Jesus' work was not done with his baptism. It was not finished with his confirmation. Because in the very next chapter, almost the very next verses, we are told that Jesus was led into the wilderness of temptation by nothing less than the Holy Spirit of God, where he was able to identify within his own heart and mind the nature of his ministry and of his calling. And when he left the wilderness of temptation, it was then that he called his first disciples. And after he called his first disciples, it was then that he began to teach in the synagogues and preach the gospel of the kingdom of God, to heal the sick and the infirmed and the injured. And he began his ministry that led ultimately to the cross and finally to the resurrection. This is renewal of our baptism vows. It is the baptism of the Lord Sunday. Each year on the second Sunday of the year, we have the opportunity to renew the vows that we all took at our own confirmation, at our own joining the fellowship of this community and previous Christian communities. It is a time for self-evaluation and to rededicate ourselves to the work of the kingdom through the hands of this collected group of the saints. This is also a Sunday when we install officers. From time to time in the life of the church, individuals are set aside, in some cases ordained, but they are set aside to do a particular task or to fulfill a particular duty on behalf of the whole congregation. And this is a time when we recognize their calling to this particular ministry, to be a member of the executive board, to be a member of the board of deacons, to be the vice moderator of the executive board, to be a member of the nominating committee. This is a time of celebration. It is a time of acknowledgement and recognition. And it is also a day of rededication. God has done a great many things for us. If we live, the apostle says, we live unto the Lord. And if we die, we die unto the Lord. So then whether we live or whether we die, we belong to the Lord. Let us be about the work of the Lord's business. To God be the glory, both now and forevermore.